We are in Pei Tesamud Beis. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 lines from the top. Halavata al-divrei Navi. Mino yoda di'anish. How does the person know? We learned this part, I'm just repeating it. How does the person who's not listening to the Navi know that the Navi is telling him the truth? That he should get punished? The Gemara, the Yavoyais. The Navi proves it. He gives him a sign. He says, do this. We gave the example yesterday. The light will fall off in a minute. He proves the fact that it should be done. In fact, the Gemara, Michad Le'yavoyais V'yanish. Michad did not give a sign, and yet the person got punished for not hitting him. But the Gemara, Hechad the Muchzik Shaini. Michad is different because he's a Muchzik. And he's a Muchzik. He was a Navi that was proven. He doesn't have to prove himself every single time. And Rashi said, "Shu tzaddik v'navi emes." We pointed out that Rashi stressed the word tzaddik. Why that he has to bring that in? L'chayre that he's a navi emes. I mean, it happens to be that it's true that a navi emes is a tzaddik, but that's not the reason you're listening to him. The reason you're listening to him is because he's a navi emes, and Rashi does that in Chumash also. And therefore, that the Ramban points it out in Chumash.
What if a tzaddik says something that he didn't really hear?
You can't listen to him and go against the Torah. Well, again, Chazal have the power to make a takana.
Is that a fault? Is that
a Navi?
Navi
Sheker? Is that a Navi? To be a Navi Sheker, one has to be a Navi. Right? That's the Gemara Dilei Teimachi, Avraham Bahar Maria Hechashamar Lo Yitzchak. If you're not going to say this, what right did Yitzchak have to listen to give up his life? Avraham heard it from the Rabbani Shlom. The Rabbani Shlom told Avraham Avinu, go shecht Yitzchak. Yitzchak is told by Avraham Avinu, Lekim Yirla Aser Lo'ilu B'ni. He should have said to his father, excuse me, it's against the law. Why should I listen to you? I'm not allowed to go against the law. Temet says Avraham was a Navi Muchzik. So Yitzchak knew, if Avraham tells him, he has to listen. Halachav Elov Tishmon, you're going to listen to the Navi. If he's not a Navi Muchzik, you better not listen to him to go get a person who should let themselves get killed. It's an Avera. So this is one of the three requirements in listening to a Navi, Lavar al Divrei Torah. As we're going to see, as we go through the sugya, there are three requirements. When do we listen? Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel, the next line in the Gemara. Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel, Hechi Samchi Alei V'Avdi Shechut Echot. How could they allow this blatant violation of the Yisra of Shechut Echot? The answer is Eliyahu is a Navi Muchzik. That is requirement number one. To be Eivra al Divrei Torah, the first thing we know is that the person who's telling you Lavra al Divrei Torah has to be a Navi Mochzik. There are two other requirements that we will get from the sugya as we go through it. In order for somebody to listen to a Navi to go against the Torah, three requirements must be met. Requirement number one is that the person that tells it to you is a Navi Mochzik. If he's not a Navi Mochzik, don't listen to him. Now, there is a concept of Chazal making a takana lakud of him in a Torah. Going to some Rishayim, even the Kumvase. Sometimes Chazal can come along and tell people to do something wrong, and we listen to them. Whatever the thing is. But on a regular basis, if a guy comes over and says to somebody, listen, I think you have to be Machal Shabbos this week, don't listen to him. If it's a Navi Muchzik, he's met requirement number one. Requirement number two and three are coming up. You want to tell something? Correct. So he knew it anyway? I mean, yes, even stronger. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't told the whole Nevuah, at least that's what some say. He knew the Nevuah anyway. He was privy to every Nevuah that everybody gets. I don't have a good answer for you. It's a good question. You have to work out exactly, first of all, whether Yeshua was a Navi at that time is not clear. So that wouldn't bother me so much, except Moshe Rabbeinu would have known what they said, because he was a Navi, and he was a Navi, and unless that was an exception to the rule, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Now, we use the subject of the sentence, Mavatir al-Divrei Navi,
Who's being mavat here?
The person who's being told by the Navi, correct.
Any person.
A regular Yid who's told something by Navi and he doesn't listen. Now, the Chinuch wanted to say, not like the Rambam and the Chinuch, he wanted to say only if the person treats it lightly, mezalz on it, mavater. But Pashta is the Rambam and the Chinuch say one who doesn't listen to a Navi.
So,
I mean, the Raya is the Gemara brings Yitzchak and Avram, Elio Bar Carmel.
Maybe it's just a
Navi
that doesn't listen to it.
Well, Yitzchak, the Gemara is proving that Yitzchak had a right to listen to Avram. I don't know, it's not a proof, it's proving it. Yes.
But why do we say Moshe did not know the
Nevuah? He just might have known. See, it depends how you learn over there. There's those that say that Moshe Rabbeinu never heard that they said Moshe Meis. You have to go through that. Okay. So to Rashi. The Rashi, Eichi Shamala Yitzchak Shudavar Emes. Mashle Nemer Lushum Adam Lachim Es Benai. How did he rely that it's a true thing? It had never been told to anybody to offer his child. At that point, the Beis HaMikdash was standing in Yerushalayim, so it's Shchut Eichot. Interesting point Rashi is saying. Why does Rashi have to stress that the Beis HaMikdash was in Yerushalayim? As long as the Beis HaMikdash had been built, his Shchut Eichot remains permanent. Except that the fact was, the Beis HaMikdash was in Yerushalayim, so why should Rashi get involved in anything else? It was an issue of Shchut Eichot. Because we mentioned Yitzchak listening to Avram, the Gemara digresses and now gets involved in the story of Avram and Yitzchak and the Akedah. It was after these words and Hashem tested Avram. What's Akar Hadvarim Me'ela? After these words. After what words? After these things. After what things? What is the Akedah being linked to? If the Torah just wanted to tell me the story, he could have just said, what's Achar Advar Me'ela? By saying that, there seems to be a connection between the past, what happened before, and the Akedah, being linked to something. Right? The Mashal. The Pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha says, Achar Advar Me'ela, Hidvar Hashem El Avram B'Magza, Hashem told him not to be afraid. So Rashi says, we had just finished the story of Avram killing the four kings. Avram Avinu was worried that he had done something wrong by killing four kings. Hashem told him, Altira Avram. So, whenever it says Achar Advar Me'ela, there's a link to what happened before, to what happened afterwards. Achar Advar Me'ela, Gidl HaMelech HaHashverish Es Haman. Chazal Darshan, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared the Refuah. Right, the story right before that in the Megillah is the story of Bigsam Viserish, and right afterwards is Achar Advar Me'ela, because there's a link, there's a connection. The Torah is connecting story 1 to story 2. Story 2 happens because of story 1, or it's prepared for by story 1. There's some kind of link in between the two. Here, Vahi Akrad Bar Me'ela V'lekim Nisus Avram, what is the story that it's being linked to? What happened that because of that, or as a result of that, V'lekim Nisus Avram? So, Dr. Gemara Amar Rabbi Yechim Shem Rabbi Yechim Zimra Akrad Varav Shal Satan. The Satan made a tumult. The Satan said something. The Siv. Vayigdal hayelud vayigamel. Says Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak grew up, and he got weaned, and Avraham Avinu made a party. Amr Satan levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Satan says to Rabbi Nishlelem, Zaken zechanantu lemei eshanim. This Zaken, you gave him a favor. You were kind to him. You gave him a kindness that in 100 years he got pre-button. Graced him with children. Because Sudisha Asalahai Tyra Echad Egoizalakha, from the whole party he made, he couldn't spare a bird, either a tyre is a dove and a geizel is a turtle dove, something like that. To bring in front of you. Meaning, here's Avraham Avinu making a huge party. Where were you? Why weren't you included in the party with a carbon? That's what I thought and said HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The party was for his son. If I tell him, shecht your son in front of me, he will shecht him. Because right away, Shem tested Avraham Avinu. Now this was, as Mr. Itzinger is going to point out, 34 years later. I knew that was what Mr. Itzinger is going to say. it was 34 years later. The Achronim do point out that this Achai Barav Shel Satan is, the Satan waited 34 years to say his taina, because he wanted to eliminate Yitzchak as an adult, not as a child.
So
therefore he waited, and then he said, I don't know why he waited that long. They talk about it. I didn't read through all that quite, but they asked Bakasha. It makes it sound that it happened immediately after the party. The party happened, and many different opinions. Some say the party happened when he was 2. Some say the party happened that he was 8 days old. Some say the party happened when he was 13. Whatever it wasn't at 37. Yitzchak was 37 at the Akedah. But yet, the Pasuk is saying that the Akedah happened because of Sutton Tainan on Avraham Avinu's party 30 some years later.
Hashem gave an answer that it wasn't for me, it was for his son.
No. He said the party was for his son, and he would give me his son, so why does he have to give me a carbon? Now you're claiming he doesn't give me? You want to see? He'll give me his son. The whole party's for his son. That means the son is more important than the party.
We celebrate Bar Mitzvah, let's say. We celebrate.
Now, you don't make a carbon. Please don't make a carbon. It's not a good idea.
We celebrate it for Hashem, or we celebrate it
again. The party was to celebrate an event with his son. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's all it's saying.
It wasn't a religious party.
Let's go back and just view it in a very
narrow way.
Why did he make the party?
Hashem gave him a son.
To celebrate an occasion in his son's life.
Now because Hashem gave him a son. This
is 2 years later, or 13 years later. He makes a party to celebrate an event in his son's life. And he doesn't bring the carbon to Hashem.
Isn't that a good
time,
sort of?
It's a great time. But the Hashem's answer is, if I ask him for his son, he would give me his son.
I understand the answer.
That's the answer Hashem gave.
When Noah came out of the table, he gave a carbon.
Okay. So you're asking now, okay, fine. What you asked, I'm going to ask. And that is, if everything is said and done, true, Avraham was ready to offer Yitzchak, and he proved it. But on the other hand, why didn't he give a carbon? Why didn't he? But that wasn't the point. The point is, Hashem answered the Sutton, you're worried about a carbon, he would give me his son. That's it. But you're asking a second question. What was Avram's mindset in not giving a carbon? That's not...
Right,
it's a separate question. The answer to the Sutton's question was, Avram doesn't care about me? He'd give me his son. His most precious thing. Now, why didn't Avram give a carbon?
Shuchachos, maybe.
Those days there was no base on Megdash. He gave kabbalas all the time. He gave kabbalas all the time.
Yeah, the Nebu would went to Hamavio.
There was no shkutechot at that point. So I'll tell you what I saw in the Ben Yada, if you don't mind me just sharing it first. Ben Yada says that a carbon is given if somebody gives you something and you view that item as something that somebody gave you as a present. But if somebody gives you something to use for his sake and you view what you have as part of the company, not as your own, then you don't feel the need to give a carbon. For instance, if the company gives you a company car that you use for company business, you don't thank the president for giving you the company car. That's how you do the company business. That's the tools you need for the job. Avraham Avinu having a son was not a separate entity. Avraham Avinu's son was a way of serving the Rabbi Nishtayla. Now I can spread the name of Hashem through my son, it'll last. That's how he viewed his son. So therefore, I'm just saying what the Ben Yehuda said. Therefore, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. The party is for his son. He views his son as a service to me. He doesn't view his son as something he received. He views his son as a way of being my B'tzvayt Shemayim. Proof? If I want his son back, he'll give him to me. He doesn't view it as his.
He had a servant. He had a nephew. He thought that was going to be through them.
Obviously, it's not the same. He wanted a son, right? I don't want to get involved in giving a chumash here now. But the point is, he didn't have a son, and he wanted a son. And he got a son. To him, the son was a means of further spreading HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. He did not view it as a separate entity, as a thank you of receiving a present. It was now a way to do more Tzvayt Shemayim. Therefore, he didn't bring a carbon. The son is part of what he's doing for the Rabbi Nishtalim. Why did he make the party? To spread the name of the Rabbi Nishtalim, the Nisim of the Rabbi Nishtalim. That was his whole purpose. The Sultan saying he got a present, he didn't thank you. The Rebbe Nachum said, he didn't get a present, I'll prove it to you. I'll ask back for it, he'll give it right back to me.
And the answer was, that's why I threw the party. That's why I won't threw the party.
Again, why didn't he bring a carbon at that party? It doesn't... Okay.
I understand. Like,
yes, what does the Sanhedrin say?
He said he was so overwhelmed that nothing could have brought would have
paled in
comparison to the
gift.
Couldn't have anything of any significance.
The problem with that is, why didn't Avraham Shmuel answer that? That's not what Avraham Shmuel answered. Because Avraham said, unless you want to say, because Avraham just want to tell the Sultan, listen, he give me whatever I want, so therefore don't give me a hard time. Okay, that's the Gemara Vayit. Miyad, Vayit Elokimis to Avraham, the immediate after that, Hashem tested Avraham, Vayit Elokimis says, Tafno Az Bincha. Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, Eino Av Loshem Bakasha. Tachno Az Bincha. No has two meanings. No means now, no means please. So he's saying, no here means Eloshem Bakasha. Vashu Lamal Vasa Vadam Sha'am Dwal of Muhammad Harbe. The parable is, the Melech Basav Adam had many wars. V'hayla Gibor Echad, he had this strong soldier, V'natzchan, and won all the wars for him. V'yamim Amdu Allah Muhammad Hazaka. And then there came a time, it was a very difficult battle. Amaloi, so the king says to the Gibor, the Bakashim Amcha, I beg you, Amai Liba Muhammad Zub, Shlo Yaymer Rishainis Emda Mamash. If you lose this war, it taints the whole war record. It's important to win the big war. That way, people view it as a totality in record, in service. If you fail this one, it'll make people view the record as a flawed record. I've tested you in many tests, and you've survived them all. You've passed them all. Please pass this test. People shouldn't say that Avraham Avinu was flawed. This is a totality of testing, the final test. Okay, this is viewed by many Rishayim as the final test. The final test, pass the final test. That way, it'll be a totality of service to the Rebbeinu Shloim. And that way, it'll prove to the world why Avraham Avinu was chosen to be the Am HaNivchar. He's somebody who passed it all. If he flunks the main test, it sullies the record. It makes a chsaron in the record. The word impugn? It shows a lack of it's not totality of service. That's what the Noah was for. I don't think we have any Rashi still. Nope, we don't have any Rashi. Yes?
How does this thing work? I mean, maybe it's, I don't want to spend too much time on it. You know what? I mean, what is this thing with Satan? And if you wouldn't have said anything, nothing would have happened. If Satan wouldn't have said anything, there'd be no Akeda?
I don't know. There's no separate power called the Satan. Please don't take me there. There's no separate power. We don't believe in multi-deities. We don't believe that there's a power of a devil. That's a different religion. In our religion, there's no power of anything except for the Rebbeinu Shloim. And the Satan is a way of the Gemara expresses to us why the test was a necessary test at that time.
Why isn't this thing actually written in the Chumash?
You'll have to ask the Rebbeinu Shloim why some things are in Teirut Shebiktav and some things are in Teirut Shebapeh.
It's always different than Sotan?
Same thing. Mar Baba Basar Hu Ayei Tahara Hu Asatan Hu Amalach Amavus. It's all the same. That's the Gemara Vayit. As Bincha. Hashem told him as Bincha. Beis Banim Yeshli. So Avraham Avinu says, I have two sons. Yechidcha, your only son. They're all both one to their mother. So he told them as Yitzchak, he shouldn't get confused. Shouldn't do it mean like this. Part of the Nisayan is that Avraham Avinu did it with good conscience, meaning he did it as a settled person who understands what he's doing and did it. If I get a person to act out of control, he loses his mind, and he does something, it doesn't show dedication. It shows that Nebuch, the guy, lost his mind, and therefore did crazy things. Part of the Nisayan was that Avraham Avinu do it in a settled state of affairs, meaning a decision, I am going to do this, knowing all the consequences. Therefore, the Rabbanu Shlomo bends over, quote unquote, Kabayacho bends over backwards, not to create a situation where Avraham Avinu is acting not, what word am I looking for, not rationally. To keep Avraham Avinu rational. So therefore, there's no shock. It's broken to him slowly. And the broken to him slowly is to make it easier. Now, I saw one of our Achrayim ask, at that point he didn't know what he was doing. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is breaking it to him slowly, at that point, he's not breaking anything. He could have just said, at that point, there was no reason to assume that he's doing it. No shock about that. The shock is, why did he have to say as bincha, as yichitcha, as ahapta, as yitzchak? So I thought the answer is, first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said kachna. The minute he said no, any person would understand it's, this is going to be a tafi. Not he wouldn't say no. He's saying no because it's a tafi. That means a tough thing's coming up. To prepare him for the fact that a tough thing is coming up, he broke it down. Avraham Avinu says he's obviously delaying in telling me this must, so he's prepared for the shock. He's not shocked. He's waiting for it. He's been pre-warned by the very fact that Hashem said kachna and has been by doing all that, the message is getting through to Avraham Avinu. This is going to be a big one, and he's waiting now. Without getting that shock of losing his mind, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have come and said, okay, take your son and bring him as an Ayla. Take Yitzchak and take him an Ayla. It would have been a shock. By saying, no, Avraham Avinu says, uh-oh, a tafi is coming. And then he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bincha, yichitcha, hafta, Yitzchak. It means he's obviously trying to break it to me slowly. That means this is a real tafi. So when the tafi does come, he doesn't lose his mind. So the Mefarshim explains. Right. I'm going to need some help with translations here. The Sutton meets him on the road. Amalaini said to him, this is what the Sutton says to Avraham Avinu on the road. Hanisa davre elecha sila. Should your friend have tested you with something that will, what's tila?
Debilitate.
Debilitate? Debilitate you. Right. And now we skip part of the pasuk. Hine yisarta rabim. You've been tested many? What does he translate yisarta?
Chided many.
What?
I don't know what that means. Chided.
Criticized many. The yadayim, I think it means you gave musr to many. Avraham Avinu gave musr to many.
Okay, yes, it's to me.
Yodayim Rafais Tchazek, and the weak hands you have strengthened. The Kaisho Yikimum Milecha, your words have stood up those who are stumbling. You have given chizuk to those that are stumbling. You've stood for the Rabbanu Shlom all your life. You've done his job in this world. Ki Ata Tavi Alecha, now he should come to you, Vatela, and debilitate you? Meaning, is this fair? Is this fair? You live your life serving the Rabbanu Shlom, and now he's doing this to you? The Satan trying to tell Avraham Avinu that you're being treated unfairly. Someone will learn that he's pulling another fast one on Avraham Avinu. The Medrash mentions that when Avraham Avinu was told about Mila, he said to the Rabbanu Shlom, if I'm Mao, people are going to stop coming to me. Here I am spreading your name in the world. Once I'm Mao, people will view me as different, and they won't want anything to do with me. Avraham Avinu in the back of his mind was always concerned not to do something that would turn people away from him. So Sutton said, your life, you've been spreading the word of Hashem, and look what's happening now. You're going to shech your kid. How many people think you're going to show up to your door after you shech your kid? How popular do you think you're going to be after you shech your kid? He was using that very argument. That's what some of the Mefarshim want to learn. He was saying to Avraham Avinu, you're undermining your whole life's work. People are going to say, this is the man we listen to? Kills his own kid? Amar lo Yisrael, Avraham Avinu told him, Ani besumi eilech. I will go following Hashem b'tamimus. I won't question, I will follow him blindly. Amar lo Yisrael, he said to him, Halo yirascha kislasecha. Your fear will be your undoing. What is kislasecha? What?
Your folly.
Amalai, he said to him, Schar na mihu naki avad. Remember, who got lost as an innocent person? Meaning, the Rabbani Shalom doesn't punish, doesn't do things wrong. If he's doing it, he knows what he's doing, I follow him blindly. Even the Chazid like a Shmielai, after he saw that he didn't listen to him, Amalai, he said to him, so now the Sutton plays the other way. He said, the Eli Dover Yugunav, this stolen piece of information was given to me. Kach Shamati Machairi Apargan. Hasela Ayla Ven Yitzchak Laila. So now, he tried to tell Avraham Avinu, you know, the Rav Hashem is not even going to take your son. It's no big deal. Now he wants to minimize the Nisayan. Now that he saw he couldn't get Avraham Avinu not to do it, so he tells Avraham Avinu, it's not even going to be your son at the end of the day. No big deal. Relax. It's fine. To take away the schar for Avraham Avinu going ahead. Now, at that point, Avraham Avinu ignored him. Did not believe him. I'm learning like the Ian Yaakov. Because if not, there's a problem with this Gemara. Let me just learn like the Ian Yaakov. At the end, after he saw that what the Satna told him was true, Amalai, he told him, Kach Einche Shabadoi. This is what happens to a liar. Shafilu Avra Emes Ein Shaymalai. You told me the truth. I didn't believe you because your record is a liar, he told the Sutton. Maybe that I didn't believe you. So whatever you told me, I didn't believe. So I thought I was going to check my son. I ended up checking the aisle. I now recognize that you did tell me the truth. But at that point, it didn't make a difference because your record as a liar made it not believable. Because if you don't learn the Gemara this way, if you learn that this conversation takes place before the Akedah, that Avraham Avinu tells the Sutton, look at a liar. Even if he tells me the truth, I don't believe him. That means Avraham Avinu is saying, even if you tell me the truth, like, hesitating, is it true, is it not true? The other way, saying, he didn't believe him at all. Later on, he told him, you know, you ended up telling me the truth, but it didn't make a difference. Rashi. The Rashi, Anisa Dibra Elacha, Anisa Dabra Elacha Tila. The Rashi, Ki Hoyo Lahavchul and Asoitcha Medavashi Tila, is it right for your friend to test you with something that will debilitate you, Umachwes Azarecha, and ruin your children? And he assigned to Rabbim, you gave Musr to many. The Rashi, Ratzisa, you appeased, the Hechyesa Loi, and you have brought to him, you have made a lie for him, Kolboi Oilam Bidvorim. You spent your life spreading Hashem's name to the whole Boi Oilam. The Atahine Bola Haloitcha Lahalach, and he's coming to debilitate and confuse you. And Avraham Avinu passed the test. Reb Levi Amar Achad Varam Shal Yishmo Li Yitzchak. Reb Levi learned Achad Varam Eilu is after a conversation Yishmo had with Yitzchak. Amalei Lishmo Li Yitzchak Yishmo told Yitzchak Ani Godel Mimcha. I am greater than you b'mitzvahs. Shata Malta Ben Shmei Nisyamim Vani Ben Shloish Esri Shana. You didn't say no to Mila because you couldn't say no. I was an adult 13-year-old boy and I let myself be cut for the Rabbi Nishloilam. Amalei, so Yitzchak told them, "Ube'aver echarat megarabi, you're chepping me, you're bothering me about one limb. Im oimer li Hakadosh Baruch Hu zvach atzmecho lefanai ani zveach. If Hashem said shecht yourself, I will let myself be shechted. I'm not just willing to give up one limb for the Rabbi Nishleilam. I'm willing to give up my whole Messias for the Rabbi Nishleilam. Miyad, b'lekim nitzis Avraham. The immediate reaction is Hashem tested Avraham
with you. Who said I'll give up my life?
Yitzchak.
Yitzchak said that?
Yitzchak said, if Hashem would want me to give up my life, I would give up my life.
It was a test for both.
Correct. Well, definitely a test for both. The question is who's tested more. It's definitely a test for both. Well, the action is Avraham Avinu's action.
Did Yitzchak already pass the test by saying, I give up my life?
No, he was going to be actualized now. I mean, we're going to see it. But the Maitre, the test is Avraham Avinu. He starts off. He has to take him. That's a good advice. Turn around.
When Yitzchak got to the Akedah, he says, where's the step, right?
On the way, he asked where is Sarah. And Avraham Avinu says, you're the Sarah.
Right, but at that time, he didn't, even though he told Yishmael before all this.
He said, I would be willing to shech myself, but he didn't know it was happening the second. He had made that offer. He told Yishmael, you think one limb, big deal, I'll give my life. Something about Avite. Tana Rabbanan. Navi Shehidiach B'Skila. A Navi that persuades people to do Avite Zara.
I'm sorry, this is very picky, but people aren't supposed to talk like that and give up my life.
I say it every day in Krishma. I say every day in Krishma. I'm a Kabbalah of the Rabbi. If someone wants to take my life, I'm willing to give it up. It's mitzvah. It's a Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. To be willing to die on Kiddush Hashem.
It's not all Malchus Shemayim.
Why not? He's taking Hashem once in my life. That's what he's saying. Every day in Kriya Shema. Why today? I'm a Kabbal. What's Tiftach Bevelsat? It's not a Tiftach Bevelsat. It's saying I'm a Kabbal on myself, the mitzvah of giving up my life for the Rabbanish Son if necessary. So I would say, that's part of Kabbalah's own Malchus Shemayim. The Arizal writes, I mean, I guess it's maybe even earlier than Arizal, that a person gets the schar of mysterious nefesh if he sincerely means it. Anybody that's in Kabbal himself, O Malchus Shemayim and Shema, and really means it, it's as if he died on Kiddush Hashem. It's a very big thing. It has to be sincere. It's not so simple. It's very easy to say things.
But wouldn't that be enough? Avraham asked a question. So there didn't need to be an Akedah then. I'll give up my life. Well,
sometimes people are tested. You want to prove it to the world. Sometimes, in our case, Baruch Hashem and Alvai Beiter, Baruch Hashem is not testing us. But in Yitzchak's case, he said it to Yishmael because Yishmael wanted to actualize it, to show the world that Yitzchak was that kind of person. Tana Rabbanan, Navi Shehidiach B'Skila. A Navi that told people to serve Avodah Zarah gets Skila. So Trashi Shemisnabi B'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lavan Avodah Kechavim. Right? It's a Navi Shehidiach. It's very important. He's not a regular Mesis Umediach. He's a Navi. And he gets Skila. Like a regular Mesis and Mediach. Shimon Eimer Bechenek. If Shimon says he gets treated differently, a regular Mesis and Mediach gets Skila. He gets Chenek. Why? Based on Sukkim. Zatzik Ma'avaita. Medichai Ir Hanidachas B'Skila. I'm sorry. A Mesis gets Skila. A Navi Shediach is a Machloikis. And Mediche Ir Anidachas, those who are Mediach. Mesis is Yachid, Mediach is Rabin. Mediche Ir Anidachas, the Rabbonim say Skila, Rab Shimon and Rabbanim. So according to this, two Machloikis in Rab Shimon and Rabbonim. Back, way back when we talked about Mesis, we had this, remember where it is. It was a Mishnah that talked about Mesis. We had this machloikus between Rav Shimon and Rabbanan by Mediach. A Mesis gets Skila, a Mediach is a machloikus. Rabbanan say gets Skila. Right. Her rabbi is machloikus. The Gemara brought it back in that Samach Zayin. Right. So these are the two machloikus. Shimon says there's a difference between persuading an individual and persuading a tzibur. Persuading an individual gets skila. Persuading a tzibur gets chenek. The Rabbanon say they're the same punishment. Shimon also says it's the difference who the persuader is. If he's a regular man, gets skila. If he persuades an individual, it's a navi. He gets chenek, even if he persuades an individual. Why? Based on Sukkim. No. No. That's the Gemara of Aitim. Navi Shediach. No. No. Navi Shediach and Edachas has nothing to do with Navi Moksik. That's the Gemara of Aitim. Navi Shediach Meskila, my time is Rabbanan. How do they know it's Skila? Atche Hadocha Hadocha Mimesis. It says, Kibike Shladichacha. Right? The Pasuk says that the Navi who wants you to serve Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk says, kill him. Says, let me read the Pasuk. V'anavi ahu echarilu machaloyim ahu yuvas. He dibres sara al Hashem alakechem amoytzi eschem eretz mitrayim v'apoytchem mibeis avadim v'adichachom min haderech asher tzivcha Hashem alakechem l'lechaz ba. So it says yuvas. Sam means says chenek. But it says the word v'adichacha. So we have exerit shava hadocha hadocha. It says hadichacha over here. And it says by mesis the word kibikesh l'adichacha. So we say, just like hadichacha by meisus is skila, hadichacha by a novi that's meisus is also skila. That's what the gzeirah shava tells us. Again, you would have the pasuk without the gzeirah shava. The word yumas means chenek. But since you have the pasuk with the gzeirah shava, so the gzeirah shava interprets yumas to mean skila, based on gzeirah shava v'adocha adocha. Ashad mimesis. Ma'al halam b'skila avkam b'skila. Zok trashi hadocha k'siv hocha k'dibir sara l'adichacha. He spoke bad to make you, push you away. So b'mesis k'bikish l'adichacha. Reb Shimon, b'sik siva b'eit, says the word you must. Chomit samur b'tayra stamein el l'chenek. And as Rashi points out, he didn't have the gzeri shava from his Rebbe, and therefore he didn't use the gzeri shava. Zok trashi, v'ak gzeri shava l'gabar me'rabbe. He didn't learn the gzeri shava from his Rebbe. Ne'in adam dung gzeri shava ma'atzmai. Person cannot make his own gzeri shava. Zot gemar weiter. Madich yer nidachas beskila my time with rabbono. Again, gami hadocha hadocha. By yer nidachas it says, Yatsu anashim b'nei b'li yibau mirkibecha, vayadichu es yoshve iram leimar. Says the word hadocha. Now it says hadocha, so we have a choice now. I mean meisis, I mean avishadiach. We have two hadochas, they both mean skila. So this hadocha also means skila. Reb Shimon, Gomer hadocha hadocha minavi. He has a gzerish over here. But to him, Mesis and Navi were different. Mesis had skila and Navi had chenek. Now, which hadocha should we learn it out? We learn Madicha erni dachas from a Navi. Practically, Gomer, why? Veligman be Mesis. Once he has a gzerish over, why doesn't he compare Madicha erni dachas to Mesis? That the Gomer had done a Mesis rabbim mi Mesis rabbim. They ain't done a Mesis rabbim mi Mesis yochid. A Navi is a Mesis Rabbim. A Navi goes around to persuade others, many. Therefore, a Navi is considered more similar to the Madicher Nidachas than he is to the regular Mesis who goes on one individual. In fact, the Gemara Adarava, done in Hedget Mehedget, Vein done in Hedget Menavi. In a certain way, Madicher Nidachas and Mesis are both Hedget. Navi is a different caliber, a different madrega. So why are you comparing Madira and Nidachas to Navi? The answer is, Reb Shimon, Kivin Shidiach, Ein Lo Chedje Gadol Mizeh. He ain't no Navi anymore. He was a Navi. Once he's Mediach, he's a regular commoner. Therefore, Kivin Shidiach, Ein Lo Chedje Gadol Mizeh, so therefore it's more comparable one to the other. So Trashi, Reb Shimon Gamer Hadoch Hadoch Minavi. The Beir Nidachas Agmir Rabbi Gzeri Shava Misinai Lodin Hadoch Hadoch. He had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe that the Gzeri Shava applies to Beir Nidachas. Umistabra the Minavi Agmir Halocha Lavaisha the Gzeri Shava do. The Svara is that the Gzeri Shava was from Navi. Because you have time in the Muslim, that's the one that's more similar, right? There's a Misaira that there's a Gzeri Shava from two Beir Nidachas from one of two. We picked the more similar one, which is the Navi is more similar to Irani Dachas than the regular Mesis is. Because the Navi deals with a whole bunch of people like the Madicha Irani Dachas. Whereas the Rabbanon, they had two Gzeri Shavas. They said that the Gzeri Shavas could learn Navi from Mesis and Madicha Irani Dachas from either one of the two. Every time it says Hadocha, it means Skila. They're consistent. If Shimon says, I only have one Gzeri Shavas, Navi and Mesis are not compared. So therefore they have two different Halochas. Now I have Madira here in Dachas. I can derive it from one or derive it from the other. So Gzeri Shava tells me to derive it from Navi because that's more similar and therefore it gets Chenek. So there's two arguments between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon. What do Madira here in Dachas get? And what does a Navi that's Madira get? Amar Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda says, Machloikis ba'ikur ha'guf da'avayit es kuchav. Let me explain. And I started out the day, I said, for a person to listen to a Navi to go against the Torah requires three conditions. First condition we had was he has to be a Mugzik Navi, Navi Mugzik. If somebody walks over to you and says, listen, the Rabbi Shalom told me that this Shabbos you should drive, don't listen to him. You're not a Navi Mugzik. There's no reason in the world that a person should listen to somebody to go against the Torah. However, if a Navi Mugzik comes over, that's condition number one. Condition number two is, it can't be about the subject of Avodah Zarah. If a Navi Mugzik walks over to somebody and says, Hashem wants you to serve Avodah Zarah today, only today, a waiver of a day, don't listen to him. Hashem promised us that he will never send anybody to tell us to serve Avodah Zarah. And the third condition is that even if he tells you to violate any other mitzvah, he can only tell you to do it on a temporary basis. Like Eliyahu Bar Carmel. Today, Shchut Echot is Mutter. But if a Navi were to come to you and say, from now on, it's Mutter to turn on lights on Shabbos, don't listen. So there's three conditions to be met. He has to be a Navi Mugzik. It can't be pertaining to Avodah Zarah. And even when it's pertaining to other Averas, it has to be temporary, not permanent. Now this is derived from Sukkim. We're going to bring the pasuk that if a Navi tells a person to serve Avodah Zarah, whether it's permanently or temporary, he gets killed. And we're going to bring a blessing that says that if a Navi tries to take away a mitzvah from Atayra permanently, he also gets killed. But that blessing that talks about other mitzvahs does not include temporary, only permanently. So there's a difference between Avodah Zarah and any other mitzvah. In Avodah Zarah, he's chayav misa whether he tries to get a person to do it permanently or temporary. But by other mitzvahs, he's chayav misa if he tries to get a person to drop a mitzvah permanently, but not if he gets a person to drop it temporary. In fact, if he does it temporary, you have to listen to him, if he's an Avi Mugzik. And it's not Avodah Zarah, and it's temporary. Let's read it inside. Amar Rav Chisda, Machloikis, what kind of misa to give him, is Ba'ikur HaGufta Avodah Kechavim. When the guy comes to uproot the whole concept of Avodah Zarah, or Kiyum Miktus Ubitul Miktus Avodah Kechavim, or he wants him to keep him sometimes and not keep it other times. He says Avodah Zarah is waived on Mondays. Then he's in Machloikis. Reb Shimon would give that Navi Chenek. The Rabbanon would give him Skila. The Rachmano Amad Min Haderach says Ladichacha Min Haderach Afilu Miktus Haderach. The Avodah Zarah Kadosh Baruch Hu says even if he tries to get you partially off, he tried Misa. Pasuk says, one who told you to serve Avodah Zarah, the Hadichacha Min Haderach. Min says partial, even partial. So therefore, by Avodah Zarah, no difference whether he does it permanently or temporarily, he's Chayav Misa. Because the Pasuk that talks about a Navi who's Mediach for Avodah Zarah mentions Min Haderach, to tell me that even temporary Avodah Zarah is punishable by death. Rashi. Machloikas Rabbanim b'Rav Shimon, the Navi, v'aykur kol haguf v'avedis kechavim. The one who uproots the whole Avodah Zarah. V'aymin etzaveisi v'ruach ha-kodesh mipi ha-gvura. The guy says, I was commanded with the Holy Spirit from Hashem, le'estabois to prophesize. Lakur kol mitzvahs Avodah Kechavim in Atayrah. He's chayim mitzvah. Oy, v'kayim mitzvahs u'levato mitzvahs. Even if he says to be mekayim at sometimes and be mevato at sometimes, b'hai hu dekami rabbanan skila. Why? Mishum the b'hai inyana deksivi hadocha b'navi. That pasuk that uses the word v'hadichacha by navi, the gami skila minei that we learn skila b'avay nizara hu mishtoi. Talking about nizara. Deksiv u'boha ois v'amay face. Rashi brings you the pasuk. The navi brings a sign. He makes a nest. He makes a mayfus. The Navi comes and says, Hashem wants you to serve Avodah Zarah. And you say to him, yeah? He says, I'll prove it to you. In a minute from now, that light's falling off. And the light falls off a minute later. Don't listen to him. Even if he proves it with a mitzvah, even if he brings a sign, and he says, Hashem told me you should serve Avodah Zarah, No more Yitzchak Avayda Zara. And you say, I don't believe you. He says, I'll prove it to you. And he makes something happen. A knife. A pure miracle. Don't listen to it. And that blessing says, Neuch v'navda, hainu akiris ha'gov. That's talking about, he says, go serve Avayda Zara permanently. Ubitu mikdus ha'samnamik siv. It also talks about partial, b'seifa. It says, you must kidiber sara, kill him because he spoke something that's turned away. That tells me even partial. It was talking about Vaidazarak. Neelchanavda, the Dabra Alamit Ninyanai. But Min Haderach was continual from the passage before. It said Neelchanavda. In Vaidazarak, the Torah tells me that even if it's a partial, even if it's a partial, don't listen to it. In Avodah Zarah. However, by other mitzvahs, it's a different pasuk. And in that pasuk, there's no gzeirah shavah. Just Rav Chisda, in that pasuk, there are two differences. One, the Torah only talks about permanent. He tells you no more Shabbos permanently. It doesn't say min haderach in that pasuk. It only says if he tries to get you to not listen to a mitzvah in the Torah permanently, and it also has no gzeirah shavah v'adocha, so there the Rabbanon agree as chenek. Avol, oikra aguf tishar mitzvahs, divri akol b'chenek, because the pasuk of other mitzvahs is a different pasuk, and that pasuk has no gzeirah shavah. And since that pasuk has no gzeirah shavah, it's yumas is chenek. The only reason we gave skila was because of gzeirah shavah. And also, Bitul mitzvah, the Bishar mitzvah, divrei akol pater. If he only tells it temporary, he doesn't get punished. In fact, you have to listen to him. Not only Bishar, he doesn't get punished, you have to listen to him. So, but Rav Chisda is telling you, there are two psukim in the Torah. One deals with Avodah Zarah, one deals with other mitzvahs. The pasuk of Avodah Zarah says, Stila through Gzeirah Shavah, according to the Rabbanon, and it also says, Min Haderach, partial. The pasuk by other mitzvahs has no Gzeirah Shavah, and it doesn't say partial. Therefore, there are two differences. Hey, the punishment for a guy who tries to uproot another mitzvah is different than the punishment of the person who wanted to uproot Avodah Zarah. And B, the punishment of a person who wants to uproot a partial is different by Avodah Zarah, Yitzchak Misa, by other mitzvahs, you have to listen to.
Partial
is called temporary, means partial. Rashi brings it. I have an oikar aguf deshar mitzvahs divri akol b'chenek. So Rashi, the nafkul amikra achrina la omer b'parsha achrina, said in a different parsha. Like simple hadocha, doesn't say the word hadocha. And that pasuk is written in Devarim Yudches. Ach hanavi asher yazav ledaber davar b'shmi, a navi who b'mezit speaks something but I didn't tell him. V'haynu mashal yishama. Something he didn't hear, right? And we know for sure that Hashem doesn't change the Torah. So if he tells you Hashem changed the Torah, he's telling you something that he never heard. It's not true. Never happened. But there it doesn't say a word about partials. It only says he said something that I didn't hear. He didn't hear because Hashem said the Torah will never change. So he didn't hear that Hashem removed the mitzvah.
What are we talking about?
Any mitzvah. You mean, what if he says not to wear tefillin?
He says
not to blow shofar. That's a gzeirah drabbanon. There are a lot of yoyke b'shev al-taza. So another wouldn't be any different than that. But it would be a gzeirah. The rabbanon have a right to tell you not to do mitzvahs.
So it says, lo sifu v'lo siku. You can't that.
Right.
Temporarily, it's...
Right.
You
don't forget
that
somebody would tell you not to do another thing.
If it's because of Xera, yes. Yes. Patris and Krashi, the Asim Dabar Xim. It says, Ashi Yazid Ladavar Dabar Bishmi. Dabar Shalom, Veloy Khati Dabar. This is Rav Chisda's opinion. Not everybody agrees to this, but this is Rav Chisda's opinion. Chisda holds, Avodah Zarah has its pasik, other mitzvahs has its pasik. And therefore the halachas are different on two counts. One, the Gzeirah Shavah that said that a Navi that tries to persuade Yetzkilah is limited to Avodah Zarah. The other pasuk has no Gzeirah Shavah. Two, the Avodah Zarah where it says Min Haderach is limited to Avodah Zarah. Other mitzvahs, if he tells you to do it temporarily, you're mechuyev to do it. That's Rav Chisda's opinion. Rav Hamnuna will disagree. he will learn that other mitzvahs are included in the pasuk of Avodah Zarah for the punishment, not for min haderach. So he will agree half and not the other half. He will have a pasuk in the pasuk of Avodah Zarah that includes other mitzvahs, and therefore he will say the same Zerah Shava affects other mitzvahs as well. So if a navi says to a person, no more Shabbos in the Torah, according to Rav Nuna he gets Skila, according to Rav Tizdi he gets Chenek. But the other part, that it's only the whole, not temporary, which we said by Avodah Zarah, there Rav Nuna agrees. It's only by Avodah Zarah. And that has to be that way because of Eliyahu Bahar Karmel. Because our Rav Avinu telling Yitzchak to get Shechted. So obviously, there are temporary removals of mitzvahs. So therefore, he's going to learn in the Pesukim. That part everybody agrees to. The Machlokes Rav Nuna and Rav Chisda is other mitzvahs, are other mitzvahs mentioned in the pasuk of Avodah Zarah, that therefore Avodah Zarah and other mitzvahs should have the same punishment? That's the Machlokes. Masiv Rav Nuna. Rav Nuna asked the question. The pasuk that says, Asher bikesh ladichacha min haderech, Asher tzivcha Hashem elokecha, lo leches ba. What is lo leches ba? What is the words maleches ba? Min haderech. Why did the pasuk say that Hashem said to go on it? The extra words maleches ba. So the Braita says maleches zu mitzvah asay. Ba zu mitzvah leises. Now asays and leises is about what? Even if he's uprooting asays, not because of exera, or leises. Doesn't that sound like other mitzvahs are included in this pasuk as well? That's what Rav Nuna is asking. So how can you, Rav Chisda, tell me that other mitzvahs get a different punishment? The pasuk that talks about Avodah Zarah includes other mitzvahs. Lo leches zu mitzvahs asay, ba zu mitzvahs lois asay. Zakti gemar v'isam kedaitach b'avodas kechavim. Asay b'avodas kechavim heichem mishkachas. Where is the asay regarding Avodah Zarah? Tergum of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda answered him. The mitzvahs are say to smash Avodah Zarah. What if the Navi comes along and says, Hashem removed that mitzvah say of breaking Avodah Zarah? So the Lecha says, not only Chiyuvei Misa that he wants you to do, even if he removes an asay of Avodah Zarah, that's enough to get that punishment.
He's only talking about
Avodah Zarah, not the rest of the mitzvahs. That's what Rav Chisda says. Rav Nuna will disagree. We haven't gotten to Rav Nuna yet. But Rav Chisda, he asked the question, but we haven't gotten to his own opinion. Rav Chisda says that the pasuk is only about Avodah Zarah, not other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs are in a different pasuk, and therefore they don't get tequila. Smashing Avodah. That's Rav Chisda's answer. Why Lelechus is not a question on him. Lechus is mitzvah asay. To Rav Nuna, that sounds other things, not Avodah Zarah. Because this says it means the mitzvah asay within Avodah Zarah. Rashi. That's Rashi. Lechus is mitzvah asay. Brisi, Mr. Frieg, I'll be Parshish Navi. Hamadiach, by Navi. Yusubah Adokha, Ladikacham in Aderech, Hashatim Hashem, Lechus, Lechus, Ba. Garish Koy Yusayri, Lechus is mitzvah asay. The Mashma Lasoik, the Lechus is a positive. The Mashma Zarah. Doesn't mean refraining. Ba loisese. How does ba tell me loisese? The gemina masher chotah ba says the word ba by loiseses. Myri alma the shar mitzvahs nami. How can gabei dachin see? They're written in the same pasuk. The ilo mishto yikra ela b'avodah zarah. If the pasuk is talking about avodah zarah, my asayika. So we have an argument from Rav Nuna and Rav Chisda how to learn the word leleches ba. So Rav Nuna this means other mitzvahs. So Rav Chisda means within avodah zarah family. So again to repeat Rav Chisda's opinion. We have one pasuk that deals with Avodah Zarah. That pasuk deals with total Avodah Zarah, temporary Avodah Zarah. And that pasuk has the word Hadachah, which tells me Skila. That pasuk does not include any other mitzvahs. Therefore, any other mitzvahs are not in this pasuk. And therefore, there's no Skila. It's another pasuk. The pasuk says a person who says something you didn't hear from Hashem, which is changing a mitzvah in the Torah, permanently. That's Misa. That's Chenek. Temporary changing is Mutter. In fact, you're mechuyev to listen to him. Rav Nuna learns, Malachas Ba includes other mitzvahs. They are included in the Gzeres Shava, and therefore, they are included in the Gzeres Shava, and they will get Skila, and Mishnah tomorrow will continue with Rav Nuna.